Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting second. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Herman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Lou Riggs. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hank Erickson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Gordon Slade. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Alex Camporis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Schott. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Gene Schott. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Stan Heck. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler takes first base on ball four. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Gerges applying the tag. Two outs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallen for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Camporis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herman. Demery reaches second base with a double. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Slade scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gordon Slade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slade hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hartnett. Slade moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Gene Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to third for the out. Camporis moves to second. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Camporis moves to third. Schott moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Kyler takes first base on ball four. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hack scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. Camporis scores. Schott moves to third. Kyler moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Reds. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-1 in the game. Herman strikes out. Hartnett drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Herman out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Camporis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-1 in the game. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-1 in the game. Bottomley is hit by the pitch. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0-1 in the game. Riggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman misplays the ball. That's an error on Herman. Bottomley moves to third. Hank Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 0-1 in the game. Erickson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bottomley scores. Riggs moves to third. It's 2-0. Reds. Gordon Slade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slade is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Slade hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Riggs scores. Erickson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Reds. Charlie Root now pitching. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0-1 in the game. Camporis bunts towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. Erickson moves to third. Slade moves to second. One out. Gene Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Hartnett to Lindstrom. The throw back to home, and Erickson is out at the plate. Two outs. Gene Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-1 in the game. Schott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Slade scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kline hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Kline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a pop-up towards third. Riggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riggs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hack moves to second. Ken O'Day pinch hits for Charlie Root. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hack moves to third. Gerges moves to second. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Camporis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into left field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tex Carlton now pitching. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hack scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bottomley for the out. One out. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Riggs hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Erickson hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kline hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Campora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gordon Slade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slade is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Slade hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0-for-1 in the game. Camporis bunts towards first. Hack scoops it up and throws to first, with Hermann covering, for the out. Slade moves to second. One out. Gene Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-2 in the game. Schott strikes out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kyler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Slade scores. It's 4-0, Reds. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7. With the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Demery hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-2 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Babe Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bottomley bunts in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Hermann moves to second. One out. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Riggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Hermann trying to get to home. Demery throws the ball into Georges, who relays the ball to Hartnett, who tags Hermann, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Hank Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Riggs. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Riggs steals second. Hank Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Erickson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tuck Steinbach pinch hits for Tex Carlton. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is hit by the pitch. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-3 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steinbach moves to third. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Steinbach scores. Gallen moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Reds. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-3 in the game. Klein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Fabian Cowlick now pitching. Gordon Slade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slade is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Slade strikes out. 1 out. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0-for-1 in the game. Camporis strikes out. 2 outs. Gene Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-3 in the game. Schott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demery. Schott reaches second base with a double. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Goodman hits a line drive into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lon Warnicki pinch runs for Gabby Hartnett. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Demery hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bottomley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball towards right. Goodman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Goodman. Warnicki moves to second. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-3 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Warnicki moves to third. Hack moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Warnicki scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Reds. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Fabian Cowlick. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.